Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. Fairbanks North Star Borough voters will decide this fall if property taxes should go up to fund repair of the Mary Sia Recreation Center. Meeting last night, the Borough Assembly approved putting a measure on the October 2nd ballot that will ask whether as much as $2 million should be collected annually for up to 6 years to fund work on the aging pool and rec center. The change requires voter approval because the revenue would exceed a voter-imposed tax revenue cap. The Assembly heard extensive public testimony for and against the proposal, as well as two other ballot measures aimed at raising money for building upkeep. They include an over $60 million bond package and excluding money set aside for building maintenance from the borough tax cap. Blake Burley summed up the tough question borough residents are grappling with as the cost of maintaining local infrastructure exceeds property tax revenue.
Maybe this community doesn't need all the libraries that we have. Maybe we don't need all the schools that we have. Maybe we don't need all the pools that we have.
Burley pointed to a decline in state support for local government, money Mayor Carl Castle says the borough previously relied on to operate under the tax cap.
We've been trying to be frugal and do the least we needed to do to get by, and it was working while the state was flush and sending us money. And the gravy train has gone away.
Mayor Castle noted that Fairbanks North Star Borough taxes are very low on a national scale. The Assembly delayed consideration of the bond package and maintenance fund ballot measures until its next regular meeting, July 26th. The body of a Fairbanks man missing for more than a month has been recovered from the Chena River. 26-year-old Jerry Atla went missing in May. Family members reported that Atla had been depressed, and a search effort focused on the Chena after Atla's sweatshirt and medication bottle were found along the river's shoreline. Atla's uncle, Peter Captain Jr., who led the search, posted last night that Atla's body was found in front of the Chena Village site yesterday by the captain of the riverboat Discovery. Captain Jr. thanks those who participated in and contributed to the search effort and says a service is being planned. Alaska's Department of Corrections is starting to test alternatives to the halfway house system in an effort to reduce the number of offenders who commit new crimes after their release from prison. Corrections Commissioner Dean Williams says it doesn't make sense to keep doing things the same way when the majority of prisoners cycle in and out of state custody. Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman reports.
Commissioner Williams says one of the most important things the Department of Corrections can do is help people leaving prison find a stable place to live.
Without a place to stay, you're desperate, and you'll go wherever you can go. And that's why our recidivism rate has been 60-65% for the last 20 years.
Halfway houses are the traditional approach for people making the transition out of prison. They are privately operated buildings that allow inmates to live beyond the prison walls. They serve inmates who have not completed their sentences and who are expected to have challenges moving back into the community. But Williams also wants to try different models. One approach could be based on Haven House, which serves women in Juneau, and My House, which serves homeless teens in Wasilla.
What really happens in these peer-oriented places is that people start to get a connection with each other and they get invested in each other's success.
Williams is looking at another model to help residents from rural Alaska return to their communities, since there are no halfway houses in Alaska villages. The Department of Corrections is considering working with community leaders to find stable housing in their home communities. Community members, landlords, or inmates' family members would work with the state to supervise inmates who haven't finished their sentences. Williams says the state would pay a housing voucher to the people providing rental housing to the inmate.
If I can support someone back in a local community and pay almost the daily rate that I would for them to be in a halfway house, why wouldn't I pay the same amount for them to live where they can be supported and be supervised?
Williams says half of Alaska inmates who reoffend commit new offenses quickly, within 6 months. He says that makes the transition to stable housing important.
It doesn't matter what we do behind the walls or any fancy treatment we do. If you do not have a place to live, a job to have, a function, some support network, it's all over.
Williams says the voucher program will start small, with perhaps 2 to 5 residents, and it will only occur in communities that support it. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.
A Fairbanks woman is celebrating her 100th birthday. Angela Garrity is the grandmother of City Mayor Jim Matherly, who noted the milestone during a city council meeting this week.
She's doing very well, and I just wanted to throw a big happy birthday to my grandmother, 100. That's quite an accomplishment, just to hit 100, especially living in Alaska.
Matherly told the council Garrity moved to Esther as a teenager and was married to a much older man.
He was 60. She was 18. They had three kids. He got sick and passed away. She married a local guy, Garrity, who went on to form Gem Company, and Garrity Avenue is named after him. He passed away. She's outlived three of her kids, a couple of grandkids, and a great-grandkid.
Matherly invited those who know Garrity to her 100th birthday party at the Fairbanks Pioneer Home Sunday afternoon. I'm Dan Bross.